speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Why do scientists refuse to admit the universal flood, but yet they cling to the understanding of the ice age? To begin with, I believe that in part it is a matter of Bible versus science. To begin in all of that too, I do want to say that there does appear to have been a point where there was a freeze, where there is a consideration with regard to an ice age. So as I present this, I'm not trying to refute an ice age, but rather as to what the question is, why do scientists cling to the ice age versus accepting anything about a universal flood? The Noahic flood has its foundation in Scripture. If you read from the book of Genesis chapter 6 through Genesis chapter 9, we have revealed to us the information that God reveals in regard to the days of Noah, how that he looked out upon the earth at that time and that the people's heart was evil, filled with evil continually, and it grieved God that he had created man. And therefore, with the exception of Noah and his wife and their sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, he destroyed the rest of the world. And in that then, started afresh from that family. Yet at the same time, in the scientific community, and as I speak in reference to the scientific community, I'm not speaking about everyone who is a scientist, because there are some who are theists, who are indeed believers of God, but a majority seem to lean towards atheism and agnosticism. And in that realm, we find that they want to dismiss any idea in regard to a universal flood. In this, though, they cling to the ice age. Why? Because it is rooted, based in science and in theory. In that, though, I believe that there is biblical information found in the context of the book of Genesis that would also help us to understand that possibly we are able to give from a biblical standpoint as to why we would have entered into a time of freeze or an ice age. If you draw from the context of Genesis chapter 7 and verse 11, you'll find that whenever the waters were present or coming upon the face of the earth, not only did we have a descent, water coming down, but it was also the fountains of the deep broke up. And it changed things very drastically, just in the fact of the flooding process. And then if you go on in the context, you will read in regard to how long it rained, 40 days and 40 nights, and then also how long the waters prevailed upon the earth. As a result then, whenever we find that the waters begin to go down, and to the point to where Noah and the ark is rested upon Mount Ararat, when dry land appears and they come out to a very changed world. We have been able to see floods, in localized floods in our community, and to see the way in which it cuts through the earth itself and changes that environment just in and around there. Can you imagine how drastic of a change we found universally as a result of this worldwide flood? Not only do we find that it would have changed things from an appearance standpoint, from vegetation and such, but friends, also science itself says that a flood that massive would have changed the makeup in regard to the temperature. And therefore, with a drop of temperature, then there would have been freezing in a large mass at various areas throughout the world. So biblically, I believe that there is explanation as to why the ice age would have taken place in regard to the way in which God identifies that these things change the environment. What about the flood? Well, for the sake of me, I can't understand why anyone who is so intelligent, these individuals are very intelligent. They have studied, they have gone to the best schools, but yet at the same time, when it comes to reason and logic, a lot of times they dismiss the evidence that is right before their nose. Dinosaur graveyards have been found throughout the world, and scientists certainly say most certainly they have. And from that, they oftentimes are found in mass, where that they have been backed into corners, if you would. And in that, they say, well, probably where they find that, it is due to a flood. And we would say, yes, it is. A universal flood. But that's not what they say. They say that it's due to seasonal or flash flood or regional floods. So they're always at work trying to argue away what God identifies to be a truth or a reality. Also, we need to think in regard to trilobites, discovered on every continent. These are extinct creatures, and interesting to that, they are marine wildlife known to the ocean area, yet at the same time, as an arguing standpoint, they say that some of those might have existed in fresh water, but yet at the same time, the best science information does not suggest that at all. So therefore, really, they don't have any type of a true argument to pose with regard to this. Also, there's marine fossils located in the Himalayas, taking into consideration Mount Everest, the highest peak, and fish fossils have been found there. Interesting, how did that happen? But then also Kansas, here in the United States, a jawbone of a shark was unearthed. And how did that happen? In fact, science itself, scientists, contend that the lower extremities or parts of the United States, there's no question about it, as they say it through their own words, that at some point in time, that it was completely covered with water. Friends, tonight I tell you that not only was the lower part of the United States, the entirety of the world was covered in water at its extent to the highest cubit, about 15 feet above the highest mountain known at that time. The Bible is very clear when it comes to these matters.